Hello and welcome to another episode of Matinee Mondays here on the Remnants of Reese's Remember All. Today we're doing an older episode. This is one of the episodes that was mentioned in the channel trailer, so take some time, sit back, relax, and please remember, all of the socials are outdated, and enjoy.
Hi everybody, just breaking in here before we get underway with today's episode. Just wanted to let you know that this was recorded about 9 months ago. I am happy to be back doing this after a long break due to some personal life changes that I had to make and things I had to take care of. So without any further ado, here is A Wrinkle in Time.
Hello, movie lovers, and welcome back to another episode of Robert's Reviews. This week, we'll be taking on the film released earlier this year, A Wrinkle in Time. This one is a family-friendly movie, a kids movie, of course, coming straight out of Disney. And this is a big screen debut for the film that was released in 2003 that Disney released on TV. So this is their big budget version of the film. Before we get right into that and the review, this week in movie news, we had a lot of trailers come out this last weekend since the last episode. There have been Aquaman's trailer, Shazam, the new Star Trek Discovery trailer was dropped. We got the trailer for Godzilla, and that's the one I want to take a little focus into today. Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things is slated at the top of the roster when you Google the Godzilla movie or the trailer. She is the top of the cast. Someone so young getting something that high up in the rungs is honestly really incredible to see. And the trailer for this movie, it just opens up a whole new avenue for what we're going to be getting. And I hope that they do a really good job in setting up what we're going to be getting in the Kong versus Godzilla movie that they have been teasing us with for the last couple of years. This is something that I'm really excited for simply because it is Godzilla. And they did so good in 2014 with this movie. I just can't wait to see what more they do with it. Another focal point for trailer news is that Shazam. That Shazam trailer looks phenomenal. I've never been one for the character Shazam in the comics. Never really cared for him. But this trailer, oh man. This trailer, it kind of makes me want to go and pick up a few Shazam comics and give them a good read through and just get acquainted with the character before we see him on screen. Now, for a lot of people, they have this joke online, and I hear it from my friends all the time, because I am a DC fan. They are constantly going on about how DC movies are too dark. No, seriously. I can't see anything that's going on the screen. It's too dark. So if you're someone who hears that a lot like me, Shazam is a bit of a brighter film. Hopefully it will carry that likeness that we saw in the trailer all the way through. But it's difficult to say at this moment. It could get gritty. But I am just looking forward to seeing what they're doing with this. And the Aquaman trailer dropped as well. And that looks phenomenal. I mean, come on. I've never been one for Aquaman. And then, you know, I get kind of yelled at by some other DC fans going, how could you not like Aquaman? Well, because what I knew of Aquaman was that whole But the whales, guys, the whales, and talking to fish and everything. So, you know, I was never really one for Aquaman because it was like, oh, he's pointless. Yeah, I get that he's super strong, but what else is there to him? Oh, yeah, he talks to fish. Big whoop. He can breathe underwater. Big whoop. You know, so I see this and it's just like, okay, Jason Momoa as Aquaman, it works. It really does. And we've got movies coming out over the next couple of years that are just looking absolutely fantastic. They're looking phenomenal. And I just cannot wait to see what we get and let the stories unfold before me. Breaking right on into the main body of today with A Wrinkle in Time's overarching review. Parents, you might be a little bored, especially if you know the older versions and you've read the book. You're going to get a little bored because this is just kind of a light glossing over of the themes. And it goes right over everything very quickly. And love is our strongest gift. Be a warrior. You know, it really hammers in those taglines of family and love and standing up for what you believe in. It's really that kind of a piece, especially for young girls. And that's what the director and the cast and crew were aiming for with this one, is that kind of a piece to build up confidence and really drive those messages home. So in that regard, bravo. You did a wonderful job. I don't really have too many complaints about this because I know exactly what it was aimed for. What it was meant to be, a kids movie, specifically a family film aimed at the little girls of the family. So that's where the direction was aimed, and this is what we got. So to see the adults ripping it apart because it's got so many plot holes and it's got so many issues with it, to me is not quite fair. Yeah, it doesn't rank that high with me, but that's just because I'm an adult male. I went to see it because, you know, I liked the 2003 version. I was, you know, a young teenager then. So it was like, okay, let's see what they've done with it since. You know, what are they doing differently with it? To be honest, I quickly realized that I made a mistake because this wasn't for me. But you know what? It was good for what it was. So good on you. The specs of A Wrinkle in Time. The genre is adventure, fantasy, and family. This film is rated PG with a runtime of 1 hour and 49 minutes. The budget of A Wrinkle in Time was $103 million with a return of $132.7 million, and that is an estimated return. A Wrinkle in Time was directed by Ava DuVernay, written by Jennifer Lee and Jeff Stockwell. A Wrinkle in Time is based on the book of the same name by Madeline L'Engle. The music of A Wrinkle in Time was composed by Ramin Djawadi. A Wrinkle in Time stars Storm Reid as Meg, Oprah Winfrey as Mrs. Witch, Reese Witherspoon, Mrs. Whatsit, Mindy Kaling as Mrs. Who, Levi Miller as Calvin, Derek McCaub as Charles Wallace, Chris Pine as Mr. Murray, Gugu Raw as Mrs. Murray, Zach Galifianakis as The Happy Medium, Michael Pena as Red, Andre Holland as Principal Jenkins, and David Oyelowo as The It. As far as pre-film watching experience thoughts go, just based on the trailers, it just looked more spectacle over substance. And I will say it did look phenomenal and it looked fun. The 2003 version kind of balanced it all out. And yes, because it was a Disney Channel movie, it was a much lower budget, and it was cheesier with those cheesy, simple effects, but it was more about the story and the themes. And this, I think, was able to elevate that a lot more. And no, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Disney fanboy. I'm a fanboy, but I can keep it real. I know when things are not kosher, which kind of points me in this direction of the first thing, the thing that kept playing in my head as I was watching this. The more I watched, the more I was just like, man, I really just, because I just wish that they had brought back the amazing Alfre Woodard to play one of the misses, either reprise Mrs. What's-It or take on Mrs. Witch. It just seeing her in anything, she's one of those actresses that's just like, it's not so much for me as her performance as it is her charisma. The woman just has a natural charisma that even when she's angry and yelling at somebody on screen and just tearing someone apart, you just want to cheer this woman on. It, no matter what she does, you just want to cheer this woman on. I've seen her in Beauty Shop, saw her in this years ago, and all over the place. She just keeps cropping up. And I'm like, let's just have her take this role back. Either, to me, honestly, I would much rather have preferred to see her as Mrs. Witch, because that's kind of the senior role. She's coming back, and rather than reprise a role, have her take like the matriarchal role, because she does have that tender side to her. It just kind of is natural for her to be that inspiring woman and that leader. She just has that natural leader energy that just comes off of her in interviews. You see her walking down the red carpet, and it just, she's confident, she's strong, and she knows exactly what she wants. Fanboy. Can't help it. This movie, it was, like I said, high splendor and spectacle. And this kind of goes along with the source material to just kind of drive home that idea in the kids. And I don't know how many kids are actually going to pick up on this, that it's, you can imagine it, you can do it. That whole, oh, you want to go to the moon? You want to go into space flight and space travel? Do it. You can. If you put in the work, you can do it. Chris Pine in this, he does a really great job for what he's given. He wasn't given a lot of screen time, and he stated that one of the reasons that he took this role, and he said that one of the reasons he took this role is because he wanted to work with Ava. He's been wanting to work with this lady for a long time, and now he has the opportunity, so he's going for it. And honestly, that's reflective of a rumored partnership for a Star Trek film with Patrick Stewart, directed by Quentin Tarantino. You get two people who know each other in the industry, and they've been wanting to work together for a while. So the first opportunity that they get, doesn't matter if it's good or bad, they're going to take it. And thankfully, in the case of A Wrinkle in Time here, it actually worked out pretty well. Chris chewed up the scenery and really just kind of had that mentality of a holy crap, this guy's been alone for a long time kind of air, and he played it off very well. There was a lot of good direction. He made a lot of good acting choices. So all in all, it kind of worked out for him, I'd say. But a star that I don't think it really worked out that well for was Oprah. Don't get me wrong. I don't have anything against Oprah. It's just, like I said, I would have rather seen Alfre in the role of Mrs. Witch. Oprah's fine and all, but I think Alfre could have done much better with it. And the reason I say that is because, and I hate to say it like this, but Oprah just seemed to be kind of just star power for the film. Like, oh, Oprah's got this new movie. We gotta go and see it because it's freaking Oprah. And that can help a movie, but it can also hurt it. And I think what we were seeing is that this was a case where it might have actually hurt it, but then again, it might have actually helped it because people went to actually see it. I've seen reports on both sides, but I think that the box office return numbers say something, is that it was a help, but not maybe as much of a help as people were thinking it would be. I mean, I didn't even know that Zach Galifianakis was in this one. And then when he showed up, I was like, wait, that's Galifianakis' voice. That's Zach's voice, but he looks different. Wait, did he lose weight? Is he thinner? And you realize that some people, when they just kind of disappear for a little while and then show back up, they look completely different. And it's like, wow. So to me, that was that moment. And I was just like, wow. And what also threw me off is he wasn't the outright, over-the-top, crazy, silly man that he's been known to be in movies, where he's just kind of wild, crazy, or slobbish, or, you know, all of the above. He actually seemed to be well put together, and his comedy was nuanced, which was really actually quite nice to see, you know, him and Mindy Kaling having more nuanced comedy, where they were able to do something other than straight funny man 24/7. This gave them a little something else to do, and I liked that. Now, there's a theory going around, and I don't know if the Film Theorist channel and Matt Pat started it or if he kind of picked up on it. But I saw it first on the Film Theorist channel, and what that team put together and Matt Pat presented was that the Wrinkle in Time universe and Stephen King's The It are in the same universe. And I will let you guys go ahead and check that out. That's going to be in the description and in the show notes. So if you want to go ahead and take a look at that, he makes a really good case for it, and honestly, it's extremely believable that the two universes are linked just because of sheer coincidence. But I want to add on to that and pose the theory that because A Wrinkle in Time and this series of books were published long before Stephen King's books were, for the It and bringing that universe together for The Dark Tower, I just want to throw out there that Stephen King read this or knew about it and looked into it and then read it, you know, however, you know, authors do, and went, you know what? I can make an adult version of this and really scare them. And that to me is A, the sign of a brilliant guy who can just be like, so yeah, you know that kid's book? Yeah, it just got 1,000 times worse. So I'm sitting here thinking that, you know, maybe there's that coincidence, but it's difficult to say for me because I haven't seen any evidence saying that that's exactly what happened, that he, you know, ripped this off and made a version for adults. It could be, it could not be, and that's something to discuss. So if you want to talk about that more with me, hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter or go over to the Facebook fan page and start a discussion. Is the It and the Wrinkle in Time universe one and the same? Are they in the same universe? So let me know what you think. And speaking of all of that, you know, theorizing and all of that time and effort that went into that, there was a lot of time and effort put into this movie, and you can really see it. It's pretty crystal clear that, you know, movies do take a lot of time and effort, but sometimes they just let, oh, we're going to let the visual effects guys go ahead and do everything, all the heavy lifting, so don't worry about it. No, they actually really did put the time and the effort and the energy into this to kind of balance that out. Practical and CG visual effects were very well done. There was that nice balance. On the score of special effects, congratulations, good job, because this is one that it evolved with the times. You helped this story evolve and move forward and stay relevant to the modern times. Because in the cases of a lot of books, it gets aged very quickly. You can tell that it doesn't hold up anymore. The themes may hold up, but that's where you need someone to come in and either write a new version or edit a new version or put that material into a film and just keep, you know, every 20 to 25 years remake it. And the fact that there was the budget there for this movie to actually put it back in the mainstream so soon, because we've had such a technological boom that we kind of need something to push that envelope a little further and get everything rolling and going. So with all of that, this film and everybody who worked on it and under the direction of Ava, they did a wonderful job. Michael Peña is a good fit. He's almost unrecognizable in the role, and that really shows off his abilities. I mean, it goes the same with Galifianakis. Almost unrecognizable. That is a step up in their game for acting, and it is a step up for them, and them really showing what they can do, and showing their versatility and their range is something that a lot of actors struggle to try and do because of typecasting. And to see them break out and do something a little bit different, I really enjoyed that. And as I'm talking about all of this, you know, Reese Witherspoon has also been known for, you know, her comedic roles, you know, Legally Blonde, you know, so Legally Blonde being like the big comedy role for her. Seeing her with Mindy Kaling and Zach Galifianakis and Michael Peña, they're all comics. You know, they've all had comedic roles or have done stand-up, been behind comedy shows, movies, and different things. So to see them kind of do something a little more serious and still have that nuanced comedic value was nice. Now, I will say I agree with a lot of what people were saying about Calvin, played by Levi Miller. He was just kind of there, and he served as the, you know, background guy to boost up the young girl's confidence, much as you see, like, in the earlier Harry Potter films. You know, Hermione was just there to boost Harry's confidence, and it was like the will they, won't they. Rowling, I have a bone to pick with you on that one. We'll come around to that at a later date. Now, the big thing that really did kind of annoy me with this movie, besides, you know, a character just being there to be all like, you can do it, let's get him, yay, you can do it. And that always just kind of drives me crazy because it's like that character serves no real purpose. Yeah, it's kind of downplaying what he did in the movie and all throughout it, but the main premise of the reason for his character did kind of come off as that confidence-building friend. Sorry. The other thing that really just kind of got on my nerves was the constant use of full names. I don't really know in this day and age where you're going to have people walking around calling each other by the full first name and the full last name every time they say something. And a name comes up. It's like, okay, you really just, you need to stop because we actually know each other. You know, like, you're not going to go up to your brother and, you know, spout out the full name just to say hi. You know, it's like, hi, Charles Wallace. Why? Why is that needed for this time? You did so much in updating it and bringing this forward in time. Why hold it back, you know? Maybe there's something about it with the characters that weren't really seen. It should have been shown or told in the film, because I'm pretty sure it was in the books or it was just a product of the times. So either way that really goes, it's something that I think could have been left out or brought down to a more minimal nature. Maybe it should have just been Charles Wallace to be the one to do it all the time, because that seems to fit with his character and in reference to him, because that's who he is. That's what he likes. You know, he likes to have his full name said. Maybe that could have been explored. So with the two kind of hits down that made it difficult to get through, I want to end it on an up. The up being that I really did like the attention to detail in every single shot. I loved the attention to detail in the costumes. I mean, that's where it's really superb. I mean, if you're going to have costuming choice or a makeup choice or a set choice, dedicate to it. Because even if it's silly or stupid or nonsensical, if you commit to it and you hold it and you're like, nope, this is what we are, this is what we're doing, this is how it's going to be, you have to own it. And this movie really owns everything that it does. It knows when it's silly. It knows when it's serious. It knows when it's supposed to be dark and ominous or uplifting. It knows and it dedicates to it. It doesn't hold back. And you need that passion for everyone that works on your film. You know, as writer and director, it's your job to talk and get a feel for the vision and then get everyone else on board and just be like, look, this is silly. The themes are good. The themes are stable. But this is just a silly piece. So we need to dedicate to that and not shy away from being silly. And with this, there were so many different things going on, and everybody just owned into it. And that's a level of dedication as to why I think that maybe this movie should have done better than it did. But, you know, the way they left it, this is like, I don't know. I want to see them do the next one in the series, you know, kind of a Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe situation where everybody only ever does that one book. Let's see the rest of it already. And that's just because everybody's like, oh, well, it's not going to sell. Well, you've got a good, strong start. Okay, you made back some money. So why not do the next one? So I think that with the next one, hopefully Calvin will get a better, you know, lineup in that whole storyline. He'll have more to do. So it's just going to be interesting to see if they do anything more with it. I doubt they're going to do another one. But it would just be kind of cool if they would, you know, do the series and commit to doing the series. Because from what I read into, there's a lot there that can be gone into. There are a lot of themes, a lot of different things that could stand to be updated and could stand to really just be explored there. So there's the up for the ending. Overall, for the rating, I know I didn't talk about the music, but Ramin is a good composer. He's behind Game of Thrones and now Westworld. So two really great shows he's done for Iron Man. He's done music for the Blade series. So he's got quite a bit under his belt that he's done. His work stands and speaks for itself. And I did take a listen to a few of the tracks off of the soundtrack, and they were absolutely solid. So I'm giving that a 4 out of 5. The overall rating of the movie, as an adult watching, kind of give it a 3 out of 5, simply because I wasn't the intended demographic watching this movie. It felt a little slow and then a little rushed, but I think if I were, you know, a kid or a young girl, that it would have done a lot better. So but then again, you know, as a family movie, I will say this, I do give it a 4 out of 5, you know, as a good family film. It's something worth watching, especially if you have little girls, if you have daughters, or, you know, as an uncle, this is something that if my niece were, you know, about 5 or 6, I definitely would have taken her to go and see it, but she just turned 2 this year. Not something I think she really would have understood. So in a couple of years, this will definitely be something that I'll get her for her birthday or Christmas as that gift of, hey, you know, the world can get pretty crappy sometimes. Here's some stuff to remind you that, you know, it's not you. It's the world that's crappy. And, you know, lead by example. So it is good for what it was. And that's where I think that it belongs. And they just should have done better on marketing. And before we take off here at the network today, I just want to run by you guys a little thing for the next film. Next up, we're going to be doing Marvel's Infinity War. As I said last week, our next two movies would be A Wrinkle in Time and Infinity War. So, after Infinity War is going to be the Titan Netflix original film. I've been putting off watching that one. It looks really good, but at the same time, I'm really hesitant because some of the sci-fi that's come out this year as a Netflix original has been hit or miss. And then after The Titan, I'm going to be going into another Netflix original and doing Full Metal Alchemist. It's one that I've seen a lot of mixed reviews on. And I just want to get one, you know, a feel of it myself. I've been putting it off because I'm a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood fan. Like I said, there's been a lot of mixed reviews. So I am just going to be sitting down with a friend of mine and getting all of my notes written down on that one simply because it has me worried and I want someone else to there to kind of balance me out. Or, you know, when the hype gets really good, for both of us to just hype that up and go, that has to be dug into. And I might even get him on mic on the other end of the desk here in order to get his opinions down as well. So that might be a special episode for you guys. All right, now that I'm done with all of that and rambling like a loon about the next couple of movies that I am actually excited to talk about, I will see you guys all on the next episode, and we'll see you guys next week. Until then, good night and good luck.
Robert's Reviews is part of the Zion's Edge Network. And if you like what we do here at the network, go ahead and subscribe. You can find me over on Patreon.com at Patreon.com/Robert Reviews, all one word. You can also find me over on Twitter at Robert_McPeak. And you can find us over on Facebook by searching Robert's Reviews in the search bar. So go ahead and give us that like, keep an eye out for updates and new shows as they become available.